What's up, guys? TrueDriver101.com. As you can see, I am the Bassmaster. How's it going, guys? Yep, this is one of those ones where you got to see my face. Click off. If you don't want to see this ugly mug, it's so sexy. I love you, honey. You fine, brown son of a bitch, you. All right, guys, TrueDriver101, let's get down to business. So I just got done listening to the usual rant I listen to all the time. Guys talking about, hey, man, you know Warner always cutting down the freight. You know Prime always cutting down the freight. First of all, you do realize my lips look ashy. Why my lips look so ashy? Okay, anyway. You do realize if you believe it's Prime and all these companies, Let me give you a little heads up for thought. Little something to think about. Prime owns what? 20,000 trucks? Warner owns 7,000 or 8,000. Snyder, I think it's a big boy. They're in the 20s and 30s, right? I think Swift is too. I could be wrong. I'm just quoting them off the top of my head. Here's the problem. Those companies don't own 1 million trucks. There's 1 million, there's from 3.5 to 4, I've seen it estimated to 4.5 to 5 million truck drivers. Many different estimates and all that, but bottom line is, until one company owns 1 million trucks, their influence over the industry is fucking minuscule. That's a fact. You can't influence the industry of millions of trucks with 20,000. You can't. You definitely can't do it with 7,000. So here's your real problem. You've got a shitload of trucking companies when you think about it. Think about it. Snyder, Swift, Warner. These are some of the biggest companies. And they own other companies. And even if you combined all their numbers, you still wouldn't be at 1 million trucks. Let alone 4, 3. Right. So the reason that is because most food companies, if you ever read the back of a food package, they're owned by General Mills. They're owned by Kraft. They're owned by Quaker Oats. Quaker Oats, but most people don't notice, they make Gatorade. The reason I'm saying all that is there's a few food companies. Back in the day, there used to be a shitload of food companies. But today, there are very few food companies. As a result, most food companies have huge negotiating power. Think about it for a second. When you go out, we're just talking about food companies as an example because it's a little easier to understand, but it's the same with all companies. Most companies are owned by another company. Often they ship out the same warehouse. You know, if you've been to one place, you picked up a box or whatever you picked up, at the same time, there was other products sold there. Back in the day, there was a box warehouse. There was John Box Warehouse. And they sold nothing but John Boxes. Today, you got Joe Blow Warehouse. On one piece of paper, they're John Box Warehouse. On another piece of paper, they're Tim Jones Warehouse. On another piece of paper, they got General Mills. There is no, you know, one place. So as a result, five companies are negotiating for freight, and they're in one warehouse. Whereas trucking companies are massive. They're spread all out. So it's, for instance, just an example, most likely, but it's probably like, what, 8 major food companies negotiating with, in just refrigerated and non-refrigerated, probably 12,000 different trucking companies? That's just off the top of my head. Those aren't accurate numbers. I'm just saying, think about it. So until Warner owns 1 million trucks, until some of these large carriers own 1 million trucks, that's not why freight goes up and down. It goes up and down based on available trucks. So every time you see the government buy out, you know, say they're going to fix the roads, flatbed guys are going to see a boom. Every single time. Once that government money starts coming in, there won't be any flatbed drivers. Then freight goes up, because then when you get on the phone and you call those 8 different companies, they fulfilling government contracts. They're like, fuck you. And that's what you got to understand. It's not just Warner. It's not Prime. These companies, they're small. They're nothing compared to the total trucking industry. They're nothing. I mean, and you guys, you know, don't waste your breath sitting at truck stops talking about, oh, you know, this is Prime. It's just, no, it's not. And then the other part none of you ever think about is that stop and ask yourself, what, why do you get paid? I talk about this all the time. When the money starts to dry up, why? Why is why so important? Because it tells you why you're not getting paid. Then you don't have to sit around talking about Warner. This guy's be sitting there just, like, angry at Warner. Like, CEO Warner showed up and was like, I'm taking this goddamn load. $1 a mile. 19 cent, bitch. Right. And then you got to also understand that they're not just negotiating that deal. You go to, I think it was Family Dollar at Warner. Warner had the truck account. Swift had the trailer on the trailer part of that account. That's how it worked. So Swift, you see Warner trucks hauling Swift trailers. People start saying, oh, Warner must have got bought by Swift. No. No, they're negotiating different types of contracts. Because their goal, Swift's goal, is to get in there, get their trucks in there, and take over the total contract. Warner's goal, get in there with their trucks and take over the total contract. Right? So, I mean, Swift's goal was to get in there with their trailers and take over the total contract. But that's their goal. Because they don't just get paid to haul freight. Right? They get paid for logistics. Talked about this in the last video. Logistics, that's how we get paid. You work for a logistic company, not a trucking company. Don't believe me? Go to your company's website and you will see. It will say trucking loads. And you go to Warner's site, I'm telling you, you go to any site, it's going to talk about overseas boat loads, container loads, shit that they don't even haul, but they negotiate for. Because they're a logistics company. And a logistics company doesn't necessarily care if they have to take a low load so they can get their foot in the door, and later that might lead to bigger money. Your goal should be, as a truck driver, especially you own ops who are always bitching about this, is to learn how to make money off the lowest amount of freight. Because as long as every truck driver is out for themselves, you're never going to have that whole, we're going to refuse cheap freight. Ain't gonna make a difference. At the end of the day, money talks, bullshit walks. And every driver out there plans to get paid. And if I can get paid off $1.08, right, that's your problem, you need $2. I told you guys a story. One time I was working for Falcon, and there was a guy there, he had an FDL. That's an old freight line. And there's another guy who had a brand new ProStar. The guy with the FDL got a load for $2 a mile. He was excited like a motherfucker. The guy who had the brand new truck, he got the same similar load for $2 a mile. He was miserable as fuck. Both of them were getting their trucks worked on. The difference, one guy's truck was paid for, and so it didn't matter. You know, $2 a mile was great money for him. He had no truck note. The other guy, he had a $2,000 truck note. And his truck kept breaking down on him. His brand new truck. So he kept having fucking issues. So, obviously, he was miserable. So, good business planning will eliminate that shit. And stop acting like cheap freight just appeared yesterday. That shit's been around forever. Stop your bitching and whining. And start thinking. Think about how to solve your problem. Don't just sit at the truck stop talking about, Wanna is cutting down all the freight. That's who done it. It's Wanna. They got my name on a piece of paper, and every time I haul freight, they get me. They get me, goddammit. All right, guys, Truck Driver 101. It ain't Warner, it ain't Swift, it ain't Prime. Right, it's just a reality. We are a handful of truck. We are a massive amount of trucking negotiating with a handful of companies. And we get spanked in that deal. Unless a bigger company, the government, comes in and sucks some of us up. All right, guys, Truck Driver 101.com.